Chapter 111. Bravo! Apostrophe apostrophe cried Eugene, rising to. Or, if yoicks would be in better keeping, consider that I said yoicks. Look to your feet, Mortimer, for we shall try your boots. When you are ready, I am need I say with a hey-ho chivy, and likewise with a hark forward, tantivy. Apostrophe apostrophe, will nothing make you serious? Apostrophe apostrophe said Mortimer, laughing through his gravity. I am always serious, but just now I am a little excited by the glorious fact that a southerly wind and a cloudy sky proclaim a hunting evening. Ready? So, we turn out the lamp, and shut the door, and take the field. Apostrophe, as the two friends passed out of the temple into the public street, Eugene demanded with a show of courteous patronage in which direction Mortimer would you like the run to be? There is a rather difficult country about Bethnal Green, apostrophe said Eugene, and we have not taken in that direction lately. What is your opinion of Bethnal Green? Apostrophe apostrophe Mortimer assented to Bethnal Green, and they turned eastward. Now, when we come to St. Paul's Churchyard, apostrophe pursued Eugene, we'll loiter artfully, and I'll show you the schoolmaster. Apostrophe, but, they both saw him, before they got there, alone, and stealing after them in the shadow of the houses, on the opposite side of the way. Get your wind, apostrophe said Eugene, for I am off directly. Does it occur to you, that the boys of Merry England, will begin to deteriorate in an educational light, if this lasts long? The schoolmaster can't attend to me, and the boys too. Got your wind? I am off. Apostrophe, at what a rate he went, to breathe the schoolmaster, and how he then lounged and loitered, to put his patience to another kind of wear, what preposterous ways he took, with no other object on earth than to disappoint and punish him, and how he wore him out by every piece of ingenuity that his eccentric humor could devise. All this Lightwood noted, with a feeling of astonishment, that so careless a man could be so wary, and that so idle a man could take so much trouble. At last, far on in the third hour of the pleasures of the chase, when he had brought the poor dogging wretch round again into the city, he twisted Mortimer up a few dark entries, twisted him into a little square court, twisted him sharp round again, and they almost ran against Bradley Headstone. And you see, as I was saying, Mortimer, apostrophe remarked Eugene aloud with the utmost coolness, as though there were no one within hearing by themselves. And you see, as I was saying undergoing grinding torments. Apostrophe, it was not too strong a phrase for the occasion. Looking like the hunted, and not the hunter, baffled, worn, with the exhaustion of deferred hope and consuming hate and anger in his face, white-lipped, wild-eyed, draggle-haired, seamed with jealousy and anger, and torturing himself with the conviction that he showed it all, and they exulted in it, he went by them in the dark, like a haggard head suspended in the air. So completely did the force of his expression cancel his figure. Mortimer Lightwood was not an extraordinarily impressible man, but this face impressed him. He spoke of it more than once on the remainder of the way home, and more than once when they got home. They had been abed in their respective rooms 2 or 3 hours, when Eugene was partly awakened by hearing a footstep going about, and was fully awakened by seeing Lightwood standing at his bedside. Nothing wrong, Mortimer? Apostrophe apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, what fancy takes you, then, for walking about in the night? Apostrophe apostrophe, I am horribly wakeful. Apostrophe, how comes that about, I wonder? Apostrophe apostrophe, Eugene, I cannot lose sight of that fellow's face. Apostrophe, odd. Apostrophe apostrophe, said Eugene with a light laugh, I can. Apostrophe and turned over, and fell asleep again. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.